Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It was quite a night for the defense on Sunday when they shut out the Dolphins, but for one player in particular, he had the best game of his young career. If people were questioning who Justin Francis is before, they won't anymore.
You never really know what to expect when a team signs a rookie free agent in the offseason, but we've seen Justin Francis make strides in his first year in the NFL, and Sunday night's victory was a prime example of why he was drafted. The defensive line has been consistent and solid all season long. Veteran Rod Ninkovich, who's led the team in sacks all season, has a career-high 8 sacks for 2012. But after suffering a hip injury to the Dolphins on Sunday, Ninkovich could miss some games as the Patriots enter the postseason. And Francis could have a bigger role as the Patriots enter the playoffs. But for now, he's just having fun doing what's expected of him.
It's always fun taking the field, getting after the quarterback. So, we are, as a group, just, you know, we was out there having fun together, and that's what we want to do.
The Patriots recorded a season-high 7 sacks over the Dolphins, and Francis showed no signs of hitting a rookie wall in the last game of the regular season. In fact, just the opposite. He led the team with 3 sacks, and Brandon Dederick, Trevor Scott, Derek Martin, and veteran Vince Wilfork each had one to contribute. The number 7 isn't so lucky for the Dolphins, and on Sunday when Francis unleashed the big 3 on Tannehill, he largely helped reach a record that hasn't been touched since 2007, the last time the Patriots had a 7-sack game against the Dolphins. Rookies have made a prominent presence this season, and Francis is no exception. So as the team faces the postseason, veteran Vince Wilfork has some words of wisdom to his rookie teammates.
We lead by example. I don't think there's much we can say. One thing we will say is, you know, everything rise to a whole nother level now. Every team you face is a good football team. You're not playing no team that's below average. You're playing all top quality teams. So we have to be at our top.
And this postseason could be a place where Francis and fellow rookies are tested mentally and physically. Having a bye week will clearly help the injured and buy them some time to heal. But regardless, Francis will have to be prepared to step in at any point, something he's already proved he can do with confidence this season. And as they get ready to approach their next opponent, whoever it may be, confidence will be a keystone for success.
We just have to just continue to get better. As a team, special team, defense, offense, everything. We can't be complacent. We can't, just settle for anything. You know, we have to turn it up a notch and keep on grinding.
About a month ago, Francis told Patriots Today that winning will be what defines success for him this season. He has a list of goals on his phone that he looks at every single day. And it seems like even though he's a rookie, it's taken him no time to adapt to the Patriot way. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.